Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection podcast, I am joined by Kelly Burke, PTA here at Pro Rehab at our main location. Thanks for joining me, Kelly.
Certainly.
Yeah. So first, you've worked here for a while. How many years about have you been at HRMC?
Just over 21.
Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So my name is Kelly Burke, and like I said, I've been here a long time. I first got interested in therapy because I, like many younger athletes, had an injury in high school, and I tore my ACL, and I had to go to physical therapy. And I think I was a senior, and I just thought, wait, these people have really cool jobs. And even though I didn't go to school right away to become a PT assistant, I made it through a year of college, and I thought, I still don't know what I want to be. So I went back to what I thought was neat that I had seen in the past, which was therapy. And that led me to go back to school to become a PTA.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you've been here helping people for a long time doing that, which is great. So what do we do here at Pro Rehab? We have a main location, then we have a location on Dakota, which is our south location. What are some things you do on a day-to-day basis in PT?
So at our hospital location, I feel like we probably have slightly more complex patients that might require assistance of more than one. It doesn't mean we don't have lots of other diagnoses like total knees, shoulders, but we do get a good variety of stroke patients, brain injury patients that do require a little more assistance, and we can better provide that with the environment that we have here at the hospital. We have long parallel bars that really help with some of the treatments. I also see on occasion some home health patients, which I enjoy. And I also go upstairs and see some of the inpatients. So I personally like the variety of the caseload here at the hospital.
Yeah, that's great. So when you talk about the equipment that we have, that's very important in PT. You were active in us obtaining a new piece of equipment here to help our patients. First, tell us about it, this new equipment that we have, and why you felt the need that would be helpful to our patients and our therapists.
Yeah, sure. The piece of equipment we're talking about is the Solo Step, and that's just a brand of many different types of overhead harness system. We liked the Solo Step due to the cost effectiveness and the simplicity of it. So what it is, it's essentially a rock climbing harness. So it can support up to, I believe it's 500 pounds in the harness that we have, and you strap it on the patient. And it's connected to an overhead track system that doesn't unweight a person, but it provides assistance in case of a trip or a slip. It would prevent the patient from falling. Now, this not only prevents falls, but it also gives the therapist or PT assistant almost like an extra set of hands. So if we are working with that complex patient, the system will allow us to maybe step back a little bit and see where their areas of weakness are. Before, we couldn't do that because we had to make sure the patient was safe. So we always had a hold of them with the gait belt. And this new system just allows us to have a better idea of where we need to focus our energy and time on.
Yeah, that's great. And so some of the things that were explained to me, it is one, it's for the patient, but it also helps you as the staff in some safety aspect. So let's talk about that for a minute, because you as PTs and PTAs, it's a pretty physical career path. And so you're helping people with movement, but you're having to move and help lift and do those things too. So from a safety aspect and a protection of staff, what does that mean to your department to help you guys support patients?
It is a huge factor for safety. For one, yeah, for us as therapists, we are not worried about stepping away from the patient and having an accidental fall, because we know they're 100% safe in the harness. And the patients themselves know that they're safe. I usually have them test it out and say, go ahead and try to sit down in this. Just feel how it can carry your entire body weight without you even bending your knees very far. So patients really do feel that sense of security, and that in turn makes the therapist feel good because we know they're safe. Sometimes all it takes is one little slip, and you've got to be very careful and you're always attentive in case the patient could slip.
Mm-hmm.
But with this harness on, your mind is at ease.
Yeah. And maybe a little bit more focused on what the patient can do. And so does it perhaps drive those benefits for the patient a little quicker, maybe see better
yes.
results quicker because that patient has that built-in confidence?
For safety. Sure. Patients are much more confident. And with that confidence comes the ability of trying new things. And so we are able to advance maybe their treatment a little bit faster. I am finding that patients get a little more fatigued quicker because they are taking bigger steps when they're walking for the first time without that walker, or they're trying to balance on one leg because they know they're not going to fall. And that's just improving their balance that much quicker when they have that confidence.
Great. So it sounds like you've seen some successes already with patients. How are patients feeling about this cool new piece of equipment?
I would say that probably 100% of the patients that I've put in there absolutely love it. They tell me, I can do so much more with this thing on, or I never knew I could do this again. Their anxiety levels are decreased. Their trust in the therapist is that much greater. So again, it just pushes them to go outside of their comfort zone and improve quicker.
Mm-hmm. And that trust in the therapist, sometimes you're dealing with people who maybe aren't super stable on their feet. Obviously, that's why they're here to see you. Sometimes therapists can get injuries as well, right? Because they're trying to stabilize patients that might not be completely stable. So it probably increases your confidence a little bit
yes.
as well.
Yes. It also increases our patient to therapist productivity. Because before, when we didn't have this harness, we were seeing a patient with three therapists at a time to get someone to walk. That's how many people it took to actually get their gait mechanics down and have successful ambulation. Now with the harness, that's one person because we know they're not going to fall. We can focus, like maybe they need help bringing their leg forward. Well, we can let go of their waist now and just focus on the leg. And it really does cut down on the ratio.
Yeah. So ability to see more patients and help more patients.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings me to, do you think that there are people that maybe had tried PT, maybe they'd had a short bout of PT, or maybe just felt like they were referred to PT, but they just didn't think they could do it. They didn't have the confidence. Maybe they're sitting at home thinking, gosh, I wish I could do that. Do you feel like there's people at home that this could help get moving that maybe are a little too afraid currently?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Those patients who are just have a great fear of falling, those are the patients I would love to put in this harness. Because like I said, the harness isn't meant to unweight a person. It's just there to provide 100% safety, peace of mind, so the patient can focus strictly on the exercises and improving their abilities.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're sitting at home and you think, oh, I'm just so scared of falling, give us a try. You'd be amazed at how much you can accomplish as long as you feel safe.
Right. And the ability to perhaps build up that strength that maybe you don't have because you're not
right.
doing it.
It's so, a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. People get scared that they're going to fall. So then they stay in their chair. And it's just a cycle that ends up, unfortunately, maybe someone ends up in a nursing home because mm-hmm. of the fear of falling.
Yeah. So if
we can break that cycle.
Yeah. So if you're listening and that's happening, or there's a loved one, definitely something they could ask questions about too,
yes.
right? Don't
Give
be afraid to ask questions. If they wanted to call you directly to ask those questions about the solo step, to ask if they might be a good candidate, how can they get a hold of you here at the main location of
yeah.
where we have?
They can call our main number at 605-353-6253 and ask for anyone in physical therapy.
Okay, great. And if there's people who maybe have been in a therapy program or maybe they've been referred and they want to call and just simply make an appointment, they can do that as well through our central scheduling department, which is 605-353-6253. 6334. Also something they could certainly talk to their primary care provider about as well, correct?
Yes, you bet.
Okay, great. Any other parting thoughts before we let you go and get back to helping patients?
No, other than just that people would be surprised at how much therapy can benefit them, even if they are thinking, I'm doing just fine at home. Well, a lot of people are living on what's called a one rep max, meaning I can get out of the chair and make it to the kitchen, but they struggle. And they should be able to just pop right up and do it 10 times in a row. Mm-hmm. And that would just prevent so many falls because people don't realize you can live a lot better life if you just put forth that extra energy and get stronger.
Yeah, and we can help them do that.
You bet.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks for joining me today, Kelly. We appreciate it and excited to see all the great things you can do.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.